Triple M, Alan for breakfast, and I've got Ross, I've got Steelo in the car about to begin the time trial. Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Alan.
Hey, mate.
You guys are about to end one of the longest arguments in Narrogin history. Do you feel the weight of that on your shoulders?
It's a burden.
What's more of a burden, that or having to get up at 6 o'clock to drive out to North Bannister only to have to drive back again?
Yeah, I must say, that was a bit of a crazy sort of turn of events. It was a bit of a stretch after the third pint you bought me last night, Alan, but we got there.
Now, you guys got to flip a coin. You've already flipped it. Who's going which way?
Look, I'll go Williams Way.
You're going Williams Way?
I'm going to go back down the very same way that I come this morning.
Excellent. How's the roadworks looking this morning, Steelo, on the Wandering Way?
To tell you the truth, I come up the Albany Highway, so I come up via Williams this morning. I'm not sure on the Wandering Road at the moment.
Okay, well, you will find out soon enough then. Guys, you're about to make history. We're going to finally put to rest which is the fastest way from Perth to Narrogin. Is it Williams? Is it Wandering? Ross, you're going Williams. Steelo, you're going Wandering. Good luck, gentlemen, and I'll let you guys take it away.
Okay, mate. Good on you.
I have right now Steelo on the line, who is currently doing the Wandering Way. He's currently talking to me on his hands-free. How are you travelling, mate?
Yeah, mate, I've just hit the school zone at Wandering.
Okay, cool. Hopefully you're doing the school limit, the 40Ks.
Down to 40, mate.
Yeah. It could. Maybe that could slow you down just a little bit. Other than that, how's the drive going? Anyone been in front of you yet?
No. Look, it's been really good. Traffic's been really light. I can see there's a ute up ahead of me at Wandering, and there's a truck that's just pulled over, which is handy. So, yep. Not sure, mate. It's still a roll of the dice.
I like it, mate. It sounds like you're travelling well. We'll check in with you later if we can get you in reception, okay, mate?
Absolutely, mate. No worries.
Seems to be going pretty good. We'll check in with Ross, see how he's going on the Williams Way. It seems that it's all clear at the moment for Steelo. Of course, it is wrapping up at Steelo's Guns and Outdoors. They're going to finish up there probably about 20 past 8, maybe a little bit later, maybe half past 8. But between then, so if you want to see who actually gets there first, hang around Steelo's. Also, we're going to be broadcasting there today from 11 o'clock. So popping down for that part and say hello as well with some great crazy deals happening. But the time trial is continuing, and also I had a couple of people just message me saying, are they speeding? No, they're not speeding. They're not allowed to speed. To be honest with you, Ross and Steelo can't afford anymore. Stop kidding. I don't know what the situation is. Ross right now is doing the Williams Way. Mate, how are we moving?
Mate, we're going really well. The coverage is appalling for the mobile phones, though. That's why I haven't been able to contact you.
Yeah, I've been trying to get you, but that's all right. You sound crystal clear. Your hands-free is beautiful.
Yes, the hands-free is good, but I must say I've got a nice flash new car, but I'm not speeding, as you said just moments ago on air, because you were right when you said I couldn't afford any more speeding fines. I can't.
I had a feeling. How are you travelling now? Have you had any cars in front of you slowing you down?
I had one car towing a caravan, and just as I came up to the point where I'm thinking I need to overtake this bloke, an overtaking lane magically appeared, so I didn't even need to touch my cruise control. So the cruise control set at 110, buzzing along, and I'm currently 20 kilometres north of Williams.
Oh, this is very, very exciting. Good to see that you're travelling well and the cruise control. This is the beauty of the Williams Way. There are overtaking lanes. Jeez, it's going to be tight, I reckon.
Look, I think it will be, but the Albany Highway this morning is incredibly quiet. So, you know, maybe in an hour's time there might be a few more trucks and a few more caravanners travelling on the highway. But at the moment, as I said, one person towing a caravan, and that was in an overtaking lane. No problems.
Perfect, mate. We'll check back in with you. I'm sure you'll get some reception near Williams Way when we check in next. Mate, keep going. I love it.
Will do. Cheers.
It's like a double whammy, isn't it? Not only do we get to find out the time trial and figure out which is the quickest way to Narrogin from Perth, Williams are Wandering, but we also get a traffic report as well. It's double whammy. Again with Steelo. How are we going, mate? Give me an update.
Just going through, just past the Dryandra. I'm sure it's the Lions Village.
Oh, cool. Excellent, mate. Well, it looks like you're travelling well then.
Absolutely, mate. No traffic. It's actually a really, really lovely day to be out on the road.
There you go. I love it. A little bit of a traffic report as well from Steelo.
That's it. I'm asking for a helicopter next time so we can do it good, but, it's going to have to be the youth for today.
All right, we'll take that, mate. Awesome. Well, it seems like you're travelling well. We'll see you sooner than later.
I was just going to say, mate, we've just come up on some road work, so this could be something.
Oh, no. Well, we'll come back to you and see how it goes.
We'll see what happens. No worries, mate.
No, this could be very interesting. Let's see how Ross is travelling. Mate, how are we doing?
I just leaving Williams now. During the weather when you said I should just about be in Williams, I just hit the 50-kilometre zone as you said that.
Oh, wow, there you go. My mass is starting to work out okay. I mean, actually mapping it out here in the studio. Awesome, mate. So you've just passed Williams. Excellent. So not too far to go. We're on the home stretch, okay?
Absolutely.
Excellent, mate. We'll check back in with you. But, oh, geez, I think you guys are going to get here before we check in again. I love it. Let's check in one last time. Ross, how are we doing?
Good.
Yeah, no cars in front of you. All clear roads ahead?
It's all clear. I'm about 13 kilometres out of Narrogin now, so won't be too far away.
I feel
it. Fairly sure I know who's going to win, but you'll have to get down to
CeeLo's
and have a look.
Yep, I got a feeling I know as well. All right, thanks, mate.
Cheers.
All right, let's go check in with CeeLo.
Yeah, I'm, what am I? About 5 k's out of town now.
About 5 k's.
Oh,
it's going to come down to the wire. Oh, I think Ross said he was something like 13 k's.
Yeah, that's right. I just had a slow sign, so... Yeah, the roadworks didn't hang us up, which is good, and it's going to be a down-to-the-wire sort of run.
Yeah, but I mean, from wondering, like, you do have to kind of drive through town that little bit, and so there's a little bit of slowing down, but, oh, man, you're looking good.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to come down to the wire, I think. Awesome, mate. All right, cool. Thanks.
Cheers, mate.
I now have two men in the studio. I have Ross, I have CeeLo. Morning, men, how are we feeling?
Sensational.
Fatigued.
Fatigued. I'll get you guys a bit closer to the mic. Like I said, achy breaky heart style. You can share this microphone. Now, the way we did it this morning is from North Bannister, three ways, halfway house, whatever people want to call it. We had you guys leave about 25 past 7 around that.
Yep.
And you guys had to go separate ways to figure out which is the quickest way to Narrogin from Perth. Is it the Williams way or is it the Wandering way? CeeLo's, you went the Wandering way. You said you had a beautiful drive.
Yeah, look, you couldn't have got a better drive down. There's two lots of roadworks at the moment on that road. But, you know, down at 80, clean run all the way through. No traffic, no trucks for the first time ever. Really good run.
I think everyone is envious of you just because you had that best drive. I've never had that drive in my life. I always get stuck behind someone. Ross, how was your drive the Williams way?
Look, much the same. As I said on air earlier, I came up behind a caravan on the Albany Highway at an overtaking lane. Just out of Williams, I came up behind a truck and, again, just as I was coming up behind him, the road got very straight, was able to get around him, no problems whatsoever. Like CeeLo, I had to stop at some roadworks 17 k's north of Williams. Lovely lady there with the old stop-go sign, but... Look, if I was there for a minute, I'd be surprised. Minute, maybe 90 seconds, whatever. It's no time at all there. So, beautiful, clear run. I'd just like to think that in the 21st century, we might be able to get a bit of mobile phone coverage along the Albany Highway. That'd be nice.
That was the biggest thing for me. But now we got to reveal the winner. There was, what do we reckon, about 3 minutes in it?
Yeah, probably three to five minutes max.
Yeah, let's go to a song and reveal the winner next.
Now let's reveal the winner. Which way won? Williams... or wandering, which was the quickest way from Perth to Narrogin? It was...
Look, today, I'm going to call wandering.
Wandering did it.
Wandering by a hair.
So congratulations, CeeLo. Obviously, we had a raffle happening at your shop, CeeLo Guns and Outdoors. We're going to be drawing that raffle during our broadcast from 11 o'clock today. So everyone pop on down, check out. I'm going to be there as well doing that. Should be a lot of fun. But congratulations on this day. Wandering is the quickest way from Perth to Narrogin. Well done, guys. Thanks for your help. It's been a lot of fun.
Cheers, it has. Cheers, good on you, guys.
And now we can put it to bed. We never have to talk about it again, right?
Until next week. It's still going now. It's still going in the studio.